So, hey, friends, future us. We, at the beginning of the episode tonight, this was only intended to be a one episode.
Mm-hmm.
However, I was on my typical bullshit, you know.
No, I think that there was just so much to talk about.
There was so much to talk about.
Yeah.
So this is going to be a two-parter. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I guess sit around right now for part one.
Yeah. And we'll be back next week. You don't have to wait other than a week, but we will make sure that this comes out next week. So you'll be able to catch up.
So cue part one.
I'm Amber.
And I'm Leslie. And you're listening to
The Grimmistics. Hi, friends.
Howdy, howdy. How's everybody doing?
Good, we hope.
Good, we hope. Amber, how are you?
Oh my gosh, Leslie. I have to start with a, this really grinds my gears.
I'm excited. All right.
off pod, I warned Leslie that I wanted to start with a rant. So I hope everyone can get on my level for a moment.
Let's hear it. Grind your gears. I love that.
You know what's so stupid?
What?
The freaking MLB Network. We've had football corner. Welcome to baseball lane. I don't know.
Baseball lane, baseball diamond, lane. Baseball. I don't know. We'll come up with something.
We'll think of something.
Avenue.
Yeah, it was an in the moment decision.
Baseball Boulevard. I don't know.
Yeah, Baseball Boulevard. I like that.
It's kind of a mouthful.
This has been going on for a couple of years. And I'm just realizing that my distress is because some big dicks got together in a room, tried to come up with a contract and an agreement, and then both of them decided to play chicken, except no one is caving, and it's causing me real issues.
I know. It is a real problem, I will say, in Colorado.
Oh, my God. So for people who don't know, which I wish I lived in your life, it would be a luxury not to be plagued by this problem. I don't know. Was it just the Root Network, which is where the Rockies play? Was it the MLB Network? I don't really know.
So there's lots of beef. I was going to say, I do know, because the Avs and the Nuggets are also in this in the
same
boat.
Don't care about those, so it wasn't my problem.
Yeah, it was Root. Root went under, Root. And that's who used to host all of, like, the Colorado sports.
Mm-hmm. And then whoever, like, I don't know if they, like, went under, bought them, whatever happened, someone sat down and they were trying to negotiate, and they decided, we're only going to show these games for people who have Dish Network.
In TDS, apparently, because I get them. I'm sorry. You can come to my house.
Okay. That's better.
I'm sorry. I should have let you get on your rant, but yeah, I do have access to these channels, which is hilarious.
Wait, how?
I know. I also have access. I can watch the Buffs, like my family. I know. Get some rural fucking TV. It's nuts that I have it. But
so is it just like straight cable?
I do.
Are
have
we going
cable.
Back to the 90s right now? Like, well, do I need an antenna on my TV and I can watch the Rockies?
I don't have an antenna on my TV or on my house, but I do have cable. I've had cable since we moved in here, so I could watch sports.
Do you know how ridiculous this is, by the way? I stream. Here are the things that I have. I will pull them up because I have apps on my phone because I watch them while I eat lunch at work. I have Discovery Plus, Disney Plus, Hulu, Max, which formerly known as HBO Max, Netflix, Paramount, Peacock, Prime Video, and YouTube.
Still going. You do have a lot. I don't have that many.
I have a lot. Those are the apps I have on my phone. So those are the things I can watch in my house. None of them let me watch baseball. Yes, I have Hulu Live, so I could find baseball live. So it's kind of like having cable. However, the Rockies are not on what I could find. So I can still watch my Red Sox, but I cannot watch. And I mean, I get it. Really, like, I'm being a diehard fan right now, and I don't really need to be since we broke a record, our first game that hasn't been broken since 1928 or something crazy, where we lost 16 runs in an inning. So I'm mad about not watching a shitty team, but it's like what my husband and I bonded over was the fact that I liked baseball and we can't even watch baseball together anymore.
I'm sorry. I wish I know it's shitty. There is a lot of politics behind it.
That's what frustrates me is that two big dicks got together and were trying to decide who could watch what, and both of them wouldn't cave. And so they were like, fine, we're taking it away from everybody.
Exactly. Two rich guys can't agree on something. So who is suffering? The poor people.
Me.
I was gonna say everybody else. The rich guys are not suffering. It's very frustrating. I'm
in distress.
Yeah, I know. The Rockies are so fucking bad, though. Like, while we're here. I mean, I guess at this point, we're just giving money, like, for the experience. Like, have we just come to terms that we will never be good? So we're like, you know, come and get a Rocky Dog, get a fucking beer, like, enjoy the beautiful view. And it is. It's a great experience. I love going to Coors Field. But, like...
So- You've known me for many years, so I've probably
said this many years.
We're not counting. But I've probably said this quote to you already, but I was listening to back in the day before podcasts were really popping. I used to listen to talk radio, and I was listening to a sports channel during baseball season, and I can't remember who it was. It was like in the Dusty Baker era. So he was older, used to be a professional ball player turned coach.
See, and I don't know who that is. I'm not that much of a...
I love talking about baseball when I know stuff.
I know the Rockies. Bare minimum.
Yeah.
That's it.
So Dusty Baker was a very good baseball player who ended up being a coach for the Cincinnati Reds, I believe.
Okay, cool.
I think so. Someone's, Paul's going to double check me on that because I know how much we love baseball. So Paul, slide into my DMs and let me know.
Did Johnny Bench play for the Reds?
I don't know who that is. I only know the people I like.
Oh, okay. My mom really likes Johnny Bench. So.
Anyway. But anyways, he was in that era of ball player, and he said that there are two different types of teams. There are the old teams, you know, the Yankees, the Red Sox, the White Sox, like these teams that have been around since like the sport started. You go there to watch baseball, to be in a space of history, right? Like there are these fields, even though they're newer versions, but like these teams, these fields, they have history. You're going to experience baseball with people that want to watch baseball.
Okay.
You go to a place like the Rockies, who, and those teams are putting money into their players and into the sport. You go to a team like the Rockies and you're there to have a good time. You don't care about the outcome of the game. You're probably not even watching most of the game. You're at the rooftop bar having a good time.
Exactly. So, you're drinking.
There are entertainment teams and there are historic teams that, like, you are there to watch baseball in its purest form. We don't live in a state where we're watching baseball in its purest form.
No, we do not. Baseball is not... Isn't really, I mean, I guess it is big. There are a lot of like soft, I feel like softball is bigger.
That's hurtful, but okay.
In Colorado? No, no, I don't mean baseball. I definitely am not like ranking the sports here. I just feel like I hear more about like softball teams than I hear about like baseball teams in Colorado. That's all. That's what I was trying to say. I'm sorry.
I can take that. It's okay. It's just my favorite sport. It's fine.
It's just like my pride and joy. It's fine.
Yeah. It's what my husband fell in love with me about because he actually would talk baseball with me and not have to dumb it down completely.
What was that one movie that we went on like a big group date when we were in high school and there was a baseball team involved, maybe like Boston? It was a romantic comedy.
Fever Pitch with Jimmy Fallon and Drew Barrymore.
Is it sad? Would somebody cry while watching Fever Pitch?
I mean, they lost a baby, so that's sad. Is that it?
I don't know. My date was crying, and I was just like,
I don't remember this at all. You're a bitch. I think, okay, side note, I think a fun podcast episode would be you reminding me of a memory I don't have from our friendship and me doing the same, because I feel like we each remember different parts of our friendship.
I'm sure there are a lot of things. I'm not remembering this at all. Oh my god, I can tell you. I don't remember what you were wearing. I remember exactly what I was wearing. I remember who we were. I remember who I was with. I don't remember who you were with. And I was in my fucking black Carhartt jacket and skinny ass fucking jeans.
Well, no wonder your date cried. He was like, live, breathe baseball. That's all he ever did.
Yeah, he was such a pussy. I was like, you are such a bitch. And then I wanted him to give me a kiss so bad, because everybody else is kissing and he was just crying during this stupid fucking movie. And I was like, what am I doing here? And then at the end of the night, I was like, okay, I was like, it's gonna happen, it's gonna happen. And then he didn't. I was like, all right, well.
And then he didn't. Well, here, I'm looking up baseballlife.com. Oh, no. Baseballismy.life. And I looked up romance baseball movies. So let's see if there is one that came out.
I feel like
when we were in high school.
The movie poster has like a baseball stadium in the background and like an up close picture of like people like touching each other's faces.
Touching each other's faces. Well, here's when did this come?
Maybe out? It is Fever Pitch.
I mean, I've seen Fever Pitch.
I'm sure I've seen it. I don't remember anything that fucking happened. Oh,
that's a Hallmark channel. That wouldn't be in the movie theater. All of these are like old. Summer Catch, Stealing Home.
I don't remember.
When I looked up, Google said, what is the baseball movie rom-com? And it said Fever Pitch.
Okay, so.
If I can find the Fever Pitch page, like cover.
Yeah, like movie poster.
Yeah. And I'll show it to you and see.
This is such a weird memory.
Here. Is that it?
That does kind of look like what I was describing a little bit, but no, I don't think that's it. What movie was it?
I don't know. This is like the only baseball rom-com I know, but it is the Red Sox. Jimmy Fallon is a Red Sox fan, and Drew Barrymore starts dating him, and she starts dating him when it's not baseball season, but he is a ticket holder to Red Sox games. Like, he has season tickets, mm-hmm. and he has a little group that he sits with, and so mm-hmm. she's like this busy business lady, and he's a teacher, and so his job is perfect because he gets the summer off to literally go to every single Red Sox game, and he like it causes issues in their relationship.
Sure.
And then she realizes the grass is not greener and you can love the Red Sox as much as a normal person would. And they fall in love all over again.
Beautiful. I do think I have watched that movie now that you've mm-hmm. mentioned it. It does ring a few bells. I don't think that was it, though. I don't know. Oh. I cannot. I just remember.
Well, then we'll have to look into it, because I don't remember even going on a double date with those people.
There were more of us. There was a group of us. I feel like Kathy was there.
I don't remember this at all.
Like, who were you dating freshman year?
Who wasn't I dating freshman year is really the question.
See, I didn't go to your school, so I don't know who you were shacking up with.
Well, that was my year of, we've talked about it in the past, where it's the year of dating many people and then telling them that I wanted to date other people.
Yes, I
so
remember.
It's all
you should do that
together.
I think of that often. You should do that.
Yeah, so it all blurs together. So if someone wants to hit me up and remind me if we dated freshman year of high school, that'd be great. Because I blocked most of it out. But for anybody who is interested in watching Fever Pitch, it is airing tomorrow on HBO at 7:05 in the morning.
At 7:05 in the morning.
Yeah, it's east.
I can't tell you how much I would love to be able to just like wake up 7 in the morning on a Friday, flip on fucking the TV and be like, Fever Pitch. Yeah, that sounds like a fever dream. That sounds wonderful.
I haven't seen that movie in years. I actually have the day off tomorrow. I might
you're gonna be watch that person. Fucking Fever Pitch at 7 a.m. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I don't have therapy till 8 o'clock. Sounds perfect.
You're so funny.
Well, friends, that was my what really grinds.
That was
my
your
gears.
Bone to pick.
Yep, that was my bone to pick. I hope everyone's on my level. I know my go-to is to tell someone to write a letter to their congressman, and I've thought about it, but I don't think they'll give a fuck.
Have you ever written a letter to your congressman?
I haven't written a letter to my congressman, but I definitely have written a letter, like,
to someone.
Mm-hmm. I've written a letter. Well, because, like, people are ding-dongs, and they drive around with their business names on the side of their cars. But I also, like, I have a hard time leaving like negative reviews or like calling a company and being like, your dude's driving you like a suck. Jackass.
Sure.
Because I'm like, what if that driver, this is his final, his last like strike. Oh, look, baseball. What if this is his last strike and they're like, all right, Malcolm. I don't know. It's the first name I could think of.
Oh, and they're going to fire Malcolm because
you complained? Yeah, because this white bitch called and complained. And okay. It's like, you know what? We've had 2 complaints on you already. Now this lady's calling, complaining about you. You're fired. And Malcolm's like, but I have 6 kids and my wife doesn't work. Like,
well,
I
Malcolm
can't.
Needs to make better fucking life choices. Maybe he should stop driving like an idiot and fucking pay attention.
Mm-mm. Nope. See, I don't actually complain very often because that scenario plays in my head frequently.
You hate to see it. What a downer.
One of the times that I called a company, I was actually commuting to Denver when I was in the police academy and thought I wanted to be a cop. And
sounds like a very cop thing to do. Okay.
Uh-huh. And I was driving to Denver for class. And I had to merge, and I had driven there like 100 times, and I just got mm-hmm. distracted and kind of forgot that the lane that I was in ended.
Sure.
And so I had to like speed up in my little Kia Soul and like cut off this big semi. So I called the company on the side of the truck, and because they were kind, like, you know, I had to like get in front of them really quick. They didn't like weren't aggressive with me. I waved to say sorry, and I got into the turn lane that I needed to go into, and I saw the side of the truck and I saw the license plate, and I called the company to apologize to the driver.
I had no idea which way that was gonna fucking go. And
I wasn't gonna complain about my issue.
I thought you were gonna be like, please tell Malcolm thank you for letting me merge.
No, it was like, I'm really sorry, I'm such a jackass for what cutting them off. Please tell well, I got like the dispatcher or whatever, and she was just like, okay, sweetie.
Yeah, they made fun of you. She's like, trucker 999, did you see that fucking Kia Soul? She's crying on the phone right now.
I literally was just like, this aww. Is what I'm driving. This is where we are. This is the license plate of the truck. Just tell them, like, I'm so sorry. I got distracted and forgot my turn.
Peace
was
and love.
Up.
I love them so much.
Thank you for letting me get over. Thank you for not trying to run me off the road.
Truckers keep America alive. XOXO. Yeah, I was unsure if you were going to, what you were going to call them and let them know. That's pretty adorable. That's very
so
sweet
pretty
of
much
you.
It was like, I'm an asshole, I'm really sorry.
That's very sweet of you. I'm curious if others do that.
She seems surprised, so I'm gonna guess no.
She seems surprised.
Yeah. Oh, I'm pretty sure like the number I got, I can't remember if it was like a, I don't think it was a how's my
how
driving
are we doing
sticker.
Today?
Yeah, no. I think it was literally me calling the company and like who I just word vomited on whoever answered the phone. And she said she'd radio the driver and let him know. So that's why I think she was a dispatcher.
That's very sweet. That's very sweet of you and her. I bet that made both of their days, the trucker mm-hmm. and that lady's.
Yeah. And well, I'm sure he, if anything, if he said mean things about me and didn't show emotion on his face, he was like, all right.
Okay.
She's not a horrible person. She's just an idiot.
She's just silly. You're not an idiot. That's so funny.
Well, I don't think there's any way to segue from what I was talking about to what you're going to educate me on. So, Leslie, no. Do you want to get started tonight?
Yeah, no, I got nothing. I'll ask you, Amber, what were you doing on Monday? April 8th, 2024.
That was the eclipse day, correct?
Yes, that was
the eclipse. I was doing my ADHD.
That's right.
Wait, ADHD. I was like, did I get those letters wrong?
No.
Those I was the doing right ones. My ADHD 5-hour test. So I was stuck in a office with a very kind therapist who is very, very smart. And she was giving me puzzles and IQ tests. And I felt like my brain ran a marathon by the end of it.
I bet you it did. You didn't get to go out and look? You didn't see the eclipse?
I called my husband to tell him how the testing went, and he was like, the eclipse is happening right now, and the sun was in my like blind spot in my car, mm-hmm. so I couldn't see anything. So, and it didn't get darker. So
yeah, so in Denver, well, in Colorado, we were only at a 70% eclipse.
Still, so, you'd think that'd be kind of like it change. I didn't even notice a change while I was driving. Like, my husband's like, it's hazy. Isn't it hazy? And I was like, I think you just need to clean your glasses. I don't know what you're talking about.
No, were you around for the one in 2017? Did you see
that?
Yeah, that
one was sick. Yeah.
So it did kind of give, it wasn't as much totality, but it did kind mm-hmm. of have that same kind of like eerie, hazy. Mm-hmm. You know, kind of.
I remember it got colder in 2017, like when it happened, like it was dark enough that like you could feel a shift in the weather.
So, you little segue queen.
I knew I'd do it.
So, I was on Monday. I was feeling chaotic as fuck.
You, after me describing my testing, you agreed, because I said at one point, I feel really manic, and you agreed that I was being very manic.
I was like, yeah, you were being a little manic, but I also was, that was coming from also a manic bitch. And actually, I think I said that the day after, because
you did, you Monday, were very kind and waited, yeah.
Well, because Monday, I was like, going through it. I was ready. I was ready to explain to you what I'm about to explain to you.
Okay.
And between the topic of conversation and the eclipse and the chaotic energy of the universe and the moon and the sun, I was like, the end of the world is happening. I was ready for a rapture. Honestly.
I really can't wait for that rapture, because all the people who believe in that, they're gonna go, and then we're just gonna be down here like, all right.
Taking care of the planet, mm-hmm. you know, you know, like taxing churches, you know, mm-hmm. you know, we'll be doing mm-hmm. cool shit.
Yeah.
Once the rest of them go. But no, I was ready for a rapture in kind of like a cowabunga type way. Like, it was just kind of like,
let's do this.
Exactly. Like, full send, you know,
mm-hmm.
what's the worst that could happen type thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you felt like it got colder in 2017. So on Monday, I was, mm-hmm. I knew it was around like 10, I thought it was supposed to start at 10:30. So I went outside and it was hot. I felt hot. I felt like the sun.
It was a really nice day. Yeah.
And it felt really fucking bright. Mm-hmm. And I was like, all right, it's happening. Like, here, everything's hot. Like, rapture's coming. It's, I only have like an hour and a half and then I'm going to die.
Jesus, no wonder we were both so manic.
Yeah, we were just on very different levels.
Yeah.
So tonight, I'm going to, it kind of, well, okay, let me say. So Monday just put me on this rabbit hole. I've mentioned this, these people, this group of beings before.
Mm-hmm.
but we're going to talk about the Anunnaki aliens. And I actually, they're not even aliens tonight. We're not, they're not even, they're deities. They're gods tonight.
Oh, okay.
And so that's what we're talking about tonight. So
can I ask, were they aliens before your research and now they're deities, or like, did they level up?
No. So my bare bones knowledge was always that they were a group of extraterrestrial beings who were advanced, more advanced than us, that came to Earth and basically created mankind. That was the knowledge that I knew of them before. I've gone down the hole.
You said like a week ago that you wanted to talk about this, and you've been doing like legit research this entire time. Like,
yeah, this whole time. So I'm excited. We're gonna talk a little bit about mythology. We're gonna talk a little bit about the Bible. We're gonna talk about history, and then we're gonna end with some star girl talk, some moon talk. So,
ooh, I love it. Okay,
so. Anunnaki. They are a group of deities, like I said, who were worshipped by ancient civilizations, like the Sumerians, the Akkadians, the Assyrians, and the Babylonians.
Oh.
I learned a lot about all of those groups of people, and realized how uneducated we are.
Public school, man.
I don't think any of those words were mentioned once in my public education.
I remember Babylonians.
Yeah, I know, like
only because it was a funny word, but I don't remember the rest.
I don't remember learning about them. I just feel like
there. If we did, it was a little blip.
Yeah, and the Sumerians, who I'm going to talk about mostly tonight, have literally shaped modern day society. I mean that they are the reason that we do most of what we do today. So it's just crazy that we never learned about them.
Yeah.
Back to the Anunnaki. So similar to like Greek mythology, you know, they have like Zeus, where he's like the dad. And they have Odin in Norse mythology. So in Sumerian mythology, for the Anunnaki gods, they have a god called An, also known as Anu, who is the god of sky and the king of gods. And
it's kind of interesting that he's the king of gods and Zeus is like the same. And I mean, I know he's the king of lightning, but he's in the sky. So they kind of line up.
So that's something that has, yes, you so many similarities across the board.
Okay.
Across like so many different boards. It's just, it makes you... I don't know. It really was interesting to think about. Like, why are there so many similarities across so many different stories? Are they all just copying each other and just retelling it? You know, it just is strange. Mm-hmm. You will find I found so many similarities.
I like to think that the gods have like multiple personalities. And so when it comes to like them telling their story every like century or so, they change it up a little bit because they're bored.
That's a good idea. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I think I like the idea of just like a group of, there are limitless, like who knows, who fucking knows what's up there? Like there's, who knows if the Anunnaki are real? Who knows if there is a God, like what the Christian, you know, faith believes in? Who knows what the fuck's up there? But anyway. So we've got Anu, who's the dad, right? The king of gods. And then we have his sister, Kai. I knew I was going to say that wrong. Her name is Ki. And she is the earth goddess. And
that's something that doesn't change. Mother Earth is always a mother.
Always.
Mm-hmm.
And they're always badass. So in Zechariah Schnitzen's 1976 book called The 12th Planet, he claims that the Anunnaki live on a planet called Nibiru. Nibiru first orbited around Earth 450,000 years ago to construct a gold mine for their planet. So the Anunnaki were they're deities, they're gods, basically. So they're advanced in pretty much every other way possible than us. But they, even though they're super smart, they still manage to fuck up their environment, apparently. Oh, so they needed
not a lot of hope for us then. Okay.
Right. If they're so great and they, yeah, and they fucked up, we're fucked.
Cool.
So their planet was overheating. So the plan was, they knew that gold reflects sunlight and never corrodes. And remember, this is 450,000 years ago. And so the plan was to suspend basically gold particles into their atmosphere to reflect off the sun and basically heal their atmosphere.
But where would the reflection go? Would it fuck something else up? Because, like, if you hold a mirror up, you can really blind someone.
That's a good point.
I don't think they cared. So what if they're doing it and now our planet's all fucked up because the gold particles are reflecting onto us?
I don't think they would want to fuck us up.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, then they're fucking someone else up.
Well, and I just don't think they would want to fuck up our planet because... Oh. So they needed gold, right? They needed to find gold. So that brought them to Earth. And because we've got lots of gold. And so they started mining the gold. but it's too hard, you know? It's too...
It's a lot of work.
I've never mined gold, but I can imagine it's difficult.
Yeah. I did the... You know, they do the little thing for the kids sometimes at certain rivers where you, like, go in and you... have your own little like dirt sifter and you're like in the like lazy part of the river and you're looking and you never find real gold, but I'm sure they planted like fake gold. I remember doing that as a child.
Well, that's what they were doing. That's what the gods were doing.
And well, it's a lot of work, a lot of child labor for those little river ones, so I can only imagine what the gods had to do.
Well, and it was I have learned through the creation story from the Sumerians, it was the lesser gods that they had mining, and it was the lesser gods that were like, this fucking sucks. Like, this is stupid. We're gods and we shouldn't be doing this. So they needed someone to work. So they took our homo cousins. So they took the Homo erectus. Silly name. It's a primate that walked on two legs. And they took the Homo sapiens, which were like modern, you know, like Neanderthals basically. And they combined them together and they made Adma. Which might sound a little familiar to you, like maybe Adma.
All right.
So they created these beings, basically, and they selected a few of these Admas to crossbreed with them and basically make these hybrids. And they would leave the hybrids here on Earth to stay in charge and make sure that their creations did the work and mined the gold and did what they needed to. And basically they said, we'll be back because we need to make sure that our atmosphere is, you know, still okay. So we'll be back. The planet, they say Nibiru roughly, it takes 36,000 years for them to get through our solar system. So that, you know, they said, we'll see you in 36,000 years, basically.
What's amazing is they're like, all right, so we're just going to do this science experiment. We're not going to watch it and see how it goes. We got to catch our flight. But like, we trust that in 36,000 years, you will do what we want you to do without us leading you down the road to do what we want you to do.
Well, in the,
this is, I mean, like an extreme science experiment with like zero like step in. I know they left their hybrids, but like, what are the hybrids going to do?
Well, yeah. I did come to find out in the creation story, they had a couple of like other science experiments, a couple of other humanoid creations that they tried to make that were unsuccessful. And so, yeah, when they finally landed upon the Adma that was successful. So, it is funny, though. It is literally a science experiment that they were just like, harvest our shit, harvest our gold, and TTYL, you know.
It's kind of like the basis of like breeding different dog breeds.
It's kind of like, gross. Yeah.
But it kind of is. No, right? I know. Because like how many dog breeds like didn't work out that we don't know about? But like, you know, a Labradoodle, that's new.
Super cute. Yeah, mm-hmm. They work.
So Adma is the Labradoodle of humanoids.
You know, that's funny you mentioned that because, yeah, like Labradoodles are like, you know, obedient and they listen and they follow their owner.
Oh, so was Adma a Labradoodle personality type?
Oh, yeah. He was.
Oh,
yeah. They were people pleasers. That's for sure. They wanted to make the Anunnaki happy. I mean, they were God. So, you know, and they were created to do their bidding. So,
well, and also if the Anunnaki are giving them like this little space of like, hey, we're going to let you create like little tiny worker bees. So you don't have to be the worker bees. I would be like, fuck yeah, I'm going to get these tiny children in here sifting for gold instead of me. Like I will do what you say because I don't have to do it.
Exactly. And like the conspiracy side of it, I've heard, you know, like so those hybrids, we've got like the Rothschilds, we've got the JP Morgans, we've got the Chase Banks, the people who have been, you know, they say there's like five families who have been in power for decades. And they're the richest basically families on the planet. So that's the conspiracy theory that it's those families. Those are the hybrids. That's why they're so successful. That's why they're so rich. That's why they, you know, because they've been around. They've been on the top.
Well, they're smarter because they're descendants from gods.
Yes.
And they're like special. So I wonder if the Anunnaki like gifted them things.
Gifted them things for sure. And I just think I've learned in the creation story. I mean, they literally, like, to quote them, said that the humanoids, they just did whatever they were told to do without asking. It didn't matter what the task was. They just did what they were told to do. They were slaves. Think about modern day society. I mean, all we do is fucking work. How many times do you and I talk about how all we do is fucking work? All we do is pay money. All we do is pay taxes. All we do is pay fucking someone. The money's not going to me.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, so is it just is that how we were literally created, was to be, you know, obedient and hi Ripley, and can you go away please? I don't think she wants to look at your butthole, literally.
It's cute when I see his little tail going in and out of frame, like, but yeah, once the butthole gets, I try to like look above my computer to give him space.
He appreciates the privacy.
Yeah. like,
do you need snuggles or something? What's going on?
He's got something to say.
Are you an Anunnaki? Are you an alien? I lost my train of thought. Thanks so much.
So we're worker bees, and we've been created to be worker bees. So that's why we,
yeah, that's the question,
have it, but also like our environment is set up this way so that we feel the need to have to work all the time. We are not given the luxury of the JP Morgan family where we have ancestral wealth to fall back on.
So that's just kind of fun. So there's like your bare bones of the Anunnaki. That's
okay.
And the,
it just makes me feel more tired.
I mean, honestly, so we'll get there, because my TikTok has been ruthless. Like I said, I was prepared for a rapture. I was prepared for an Anunnaki. I thought we were at our 36,000 year. I thought it was,
we're back.
Literally, I was like, fucking let's go, you know.
I've been a good worker bee, take me back.
Well, yeah, it's like I've done what I'm, you know, I'm a good person, my karma's good, like hello, I'm ready, you know. I was so but I did want to talk about the Sumerians. Like I said, that's kind of where I went down my rabbit hole, because I feel like there's a lot to, like, a pretty good argument that maybe like the Anunnaki literally, like, there's some facts behind it that they maybe came, created the civilization, and taught them how to do everything. and then left. So they lived from 4100 to 1750 BCE.
Okay.
Which is way, it's a really long fucking time ago in modern day Iraq. So some things that they invented, writing, they had tablets, and, it's in Sumerian. So it's in a completely different language, but there are massive clay tablets with just epics. I've learned that word, you know, epics. That's in the things that I'm going to talk about. They're all on clay tablets that they wrote. So that's kind of cool.
Wow.
They came up with hydraulic engineering, which includes collecting and moving the overflow from the Tigris and Euphrates rivers. And they made like dams and made like modern day waterways. I know.
What the fuck?
They made.
Sorry, I realized my microphone was covering my mouth. So I just didn't. You.
Oh, no, I.
True reaction.
I believed you. They came up with a two-wheeled chariot. They invented farming, like very sophisticated farming and agriculture. They invented the plow. They had factories that produced textiles like clothing. They had welding and metal forgeries. They created math. They created like the number system. They created a calendar based off of the phases of the moon, making it a traditional 12. They saw 12 lunar lunar cycles, so that's 12 months in a year. So they came up with our calendar system. They came up with our time, a 12-hour clock with 60 minutes, hours, and 60-minute seconds. And then they had just like insane architecture that was like, we don't make that shit now. So like, how were you making that in BCE?
You know, okay, so this brings something up I put on the list for us to talk about eventually, but like, it's kind of the same like vibe as the Romans, right? Because like, people in like eras after the Romans in different parts of the world, like the Victorian era, beautiful gowns, people in these corsets, like they have like what they thought was makeup and like these, you know, crazy parties and crazy castles, but they're like shitting in the hallway because they
didn't understand plumbing.
Yeah. However, the Romans, however many generations before them, like, of course, it's not flushing like what we have now, but they invented the toilet.
Right.
So how does something before them invent a toilet, and then it's like we backslide and shit in hallways?
I think it's a lack of like education. Like nobody, like this information that I learned today.
Yeah.
I didn't know any of this shit. I didn't know anything about.
Well, and that's kind of what I mean too. Like in the same mirror, how did they learn all of this stuff and it just never got around to any of the other cliques?
It was never
like they
passed
just kept
down.
It to themselves.
Right. Right.
And then we had to like relearn it.
Right. Right. That's it. So,
and we're still not there.
So my question to you, I was going to propose this to you at the end of the night. This will kind of show you the theme of maybe what my chaotic energy was. Like, is it just because they don't want to tell us? They're just not telling us. You know, they, an uneducated society is an easy society. So they just, if they don't explain our origins and how our beings and species were created, we just stay unaware and we just.
Yeah. I mean, I bet it's a mixture of that and like the fact that human nature, like you're your own main character. So like, it's really hard to see the big picture when you're focused on like what stresses you in the moment. So I bet it's a mixture of that and like just being focused on yourself.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Like, it's almost like, and maybe that's a little line up with like the uneducated thing. We're not seeing past our problems, so we're not getting the like woke feeling and like seeing past what's right in front of us.
Yeah. Which I don't really, I don't like the word woke. I feel like it has such a.
Sorry.
No. I just feel like it has like.
I don't mean it, in the negative connotation that it's become. But like, we're just like unaware of the mechanisms that are rolling while we're focused on how annoyed we are with our current living situation or whatever. Yeah. Whatever. Or the next step that we want to work to feel like we're established. Like we're all so focused on those steps that we're not looking up and seeing what's being orchestrated around us.
And looking up, keep that in mind, put a pin in that, because that's going to come back during our
Segway Queen,
during our Star Girl conversation. I don't know. Again, I'm having a deja vu moment, and I don't know. I'm sorry if I feel like I'm losing my mind. Did we have this conversation of like when all of these epiphanies, all of these people were coming up with these crazy inventions and these, you know, life altering ideas? They weren't struggling. They weren't fighting to survive. Like when we as a species were just trying to literally learn how to survive. Once we had learned how to make fire, we had a structure, we had food, we had clothes, all that stuff. That's when we weren't literally fighting to survive, was when we were coming up with these innovative and crazy ideas. And now we're back into this, like we are just fighting to literally survive. Yeah, we've got clothes. Yeah, I've got food in my fridge, but like, we are, as a society, are.
Yeah, well, so maybe that's like the ebbs and flows, right? Like, I mean, if you want to look at how everything's connected, maybe like if we were to look back in history and see like when the economy was thriving, were these big inventions happening, right? Because people are feeling more established in their day to day. So the inventors felt like they could like take care of themselves, but also follow these ideas. So are most of the inventions that are coming out, are they during an economic boom, or is it the fighting to survive that really pushes these ideas to come out and pushes people to do them? Because I would agree, like there are new things happening all over the world all the time. You can't even keep up with everything that's happening, and a lot of stuff is hidden from us, but like there hasn't been like a huge invention in a really long time.
That's been announced, right?
Like, I feel like the last thing that I can think of, and maybe that's like my millennial mind, but is like the phone, like how just the leaps and bounds that phones have, you know, established. And like, I was listening to a podcast about the turtleneck guy, and like, he, like, I listened to a little snippet of his like office meeting where he announced to like a big corporation of Apple workers that they were combining the they were making the iPhone, right? They were they already had the iPod and they wanted to make it a phone. And like so many people thought he was insane. And I through this podcast I learned he's a very selfish, horrible person.
Yes. He's not very nice.
No, he's horrible. But like people thought he was crazy, but I feel like that's the last big like invention that I've been aware of. I mean, I'm not a tech person, so there might be more, but that's what I remember.
I feel like the watches. I feel like the watches were big.
See, but I just like that's, it's the same thing to me, right? It's like they're just they're playing off of the original idea and they're just finding new ways to present it. So to me, like, yeah, that's really cool, but it's not, it's just an iPhone with a smaller screen. Like,
I know, but it's giving,
it's an iPhone Matrix. The size of a shuffle.
But it's giving Matrix status, you know, like you look at those like movies from that were like taking place in the future that were made so long ago. They all have like little phones that they can like talk to each other on, you know, it seems like a,
yeah, but they don't show you in those. They're not convenient because 2 weeks ago, my daughter called 911 because she was playing with my watch. So
that's terrifying. I don't. Yeah, I don't even wear mine anymore. I wore it for like 6 months and I was like, I'm over it.
Well, and I'm such a granny. I didn't realize I could talk to someone through my watch. So I just heard something talking and I was like, what the fuck is
God?
That?
Is that and you?
The Babylonians are back.
They're fucking coming.
But, yeah, but and then like my daycare provider was like, she called 911, and so I'm like, oh shit. And I'm like talking and I'm like, I didn't realize I could talk to anyone through my watch. And I heard the dispatcher laughing.
Oh.
And I said, I'm so sorry. My daughter hit some buttons and she must have called you. I didn't even know my watch could do that. And she was like laughing.
I'm sure it happens.
And she's like, well, and she's like, so you don't need emergency services? And I was like, no, please don't send them.
No, do not. We are good. All good.
We're
here.
We're fine.
All fine here.
That's so funny. Like, they don't tell you in those future movies that it's a problem.
Yeah, that does sound like a problem. That's like my worst nightmare. I've done that once. I butt dialed 911 once when like the emergency button used to be on the awful. I was terrified.
Horrible. I agree. But no, it's to go segue back to what we were talking about. It's interesting. It's interesting to think about. Like, it would be really interesting to look back and see, like, was the economy booming and that's when we got these inventions? And maybe that's why it's been so long, is because our economy's been rough for a while.
It's been rough. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm on my, I think I said I'm in my tinfoil hat era. So I think that they are coming up with shit. They're just not telling us for whatever reason. I just don't know why. I don't understand what the purpose, but I guess it's control.
Mm-hmm.
So.
There we go.
And I'm not a selfish person, so the idea of like needing to control someone is so foreign and strange to me. But
and like the why behind it all, because it's like there's so many people on this planet, like why, like the paranoia about being tracked through our phones, which yes is happening, and I totally know it is.
Yeah,
but like, why do they need to know what little old me in a small town in northern Colorado, like, Googles? Who cares? Like, that just seems boring.
That was exactly it. For the longest time, when everyone would be like, oh, no, this conspiracy theory, I would always be like, why the fuck do they care? Like, what does it matter?
You know what they've learned from me? I don't know how to spell words because I Google them. And while I was breastfeeding and transitioning, I looked up what bottle nipple is closest to the most natural nipple. So I guess, like, if that's interesting, cool.
You know what? Lots of bad people. I was going to say the T word. I don't know if I don't want to get flagged.
T. Terrorist. They care about the nipples.
Yeah, that's all. Every T word's looking up nipples. Like I said, I get it. I don't.
It's really important to know.
It just always makes me think of on Guardians of the Galaxy. Never mind, you haven't even seen it. You won't understand. I'm not even gonna
see. I love that you know me so well. I haven't seen it.
Yeah, you won't care. It won't be funny. You haven't seen it.
I know there's a raccoon that talks in that. That seems interesting to me.
He's not my fave.
Oh well, see, then I won't watch it.
There's this like, okay, I'll tell you anyway. See, he's like this guy. He's supposed to be autistic. So he's
raccoon.
No, his name is Drax. He's a different and he walks around shirtless. He's played by a professional wrestler. He walks around shirtless and they make him wear these like vests that give him like that make him shoot up in the air. I don't know, they're like power vests. And at the end of the movie he doesn't like to wear it because it says they chap his nipples. And he has sensitive nipples. And so at the end of the movie,
I could have helped him while I was breastfeeding. I could have given him some nipple balm suggestions.
Well, so at the end of the movie, they like save his life and they put the thing on him and it flies him away. And he goes, oh, my nipples, as he's like flying away. So whenever
I might actually watch it because that seems hilarious.
Oh, that one's really funny. And yeah, they like make fun of Mary Poppins. I don't know. It's good. You should watch that one. That one is one of my faves. But if you can get through Chris Pratt being Chris Pratt, it's good.
Well,
he is good for that role because that role is an asshole as well. So it's good.
There you go. Okay. All right.
We really took a derail and we're not even. I have so much more that we can talk about. Not that much, but I don't even know how we got there. We were talking about the Sumerians being crazy.
Well, because they were inventing so many things, and then we got to talking about why so many things aren't being invented. So,
good job.
Thank you.
I did want to talk about how, according to the Sumerians, the Anunnaki, like I said, they created us. I read how I watched lots of things on how they created us. I really, that was the majority of my research. I learned a lot about Sumerian mythology. And the gods and, the key players there. So the creation story, basically, like I said, the Anunnaki came, to, but they were just looking for treasure. That's what Sumerian mythology says. It's the 12th planet theory that says they were coming specifically for gold to fix their atmosphere.
Okay.
So Sumerian said, yeah, they did come, and they were having like the lesser gods do the work. Like I said, they created creatures called Ajijis, which were half god and half animal deities. And that's who was doing like the hard work at the time of the creation of man. And so the Ajijis were sick of their bullshit. And they asked Anil, who was like, who is the god of the universe at this point of the story. I have learned he wasn't always the HBIC. But at this point in mythology, he was in charge. And so the Ajiji were like, fuck you. We don't want to do your hard work anymore. Like, we need to create something else. But Anil was like, well, I don't like the idea of creating something that isn't like a god, because even the Ajiji were animals and gods bred together. And so he said he didn't want like muggles, basically.
So he was a pureblood. Okay.
Yeah. So the Ajiji went to Enki, who was Anil's brother. And Enki was the original head bitch in charge. And Enki is he's the god of the earth. He's like the creator. Like, his name is literally translated to the Lord of the Earth.
Okay.
And so Enki, like, basically he goes to Anil and he's like, hey, can we do this? You know, like the EGG, like, they really don't like this. So like,
this isn't their gig.
Yeah. He's like, it's not working. And Anil said no. So then Enki basically told the EGG to bully Anil and like to have like riots and to say like, we're going to fuck up Earth and then we're going to come fuck you up. Like, you know, they like, because they were hybrids, so they could do some serious damage. And so Enki was like, yeah, just keep fucking with him. Just keep bothering him. And like, he'll give in for sure. Eventually, like, he'll give in. And meanwhile, Enki was going to Anil and being like, you know, if we just had like non-godlike creatures, you wouldn't have to worry about them like rioting, because they couldn't do any like damage. Like,
they'd be big dum-dums. Yeah,
exactly. Like, we can literally create them how we want, and we can make them not be disobedient. Like, we can literally do, you know, it's in our hands. And so finally Anil was like, okay, I'm sick of hearing about it. I'm sick of you guys being so mean to me. And so he finally said, okay, let's make lesser beings to be our slaves, only our slaves, and to be our servants. But Enki, you're in charge of it. So Enki and the other lesser gods got together and were trying to decide how they wanted to make man. And they first made man out of clay, out of clay. But they didn't turn out very good. And they were, like you said, really big dummies. They just didn't have, they were like useless. So they decided that they needed to have some sort of god's likeness. So all of the lesser gods ganged up on this one other god named Kingdu, and they all decided that Kingdu should be sacrificed and killed so that they could create their man, you know, this man.
What the fuck?
Yeah, so they killed Kingdu. They literally killed him.
Poor guy's just showing up to his meeting, and the Zoom's like, actually, we're going to throw you into a volcano today.
Like, we're here to sacrifice you. This couldn't
be an email. Yeah, what the fuck?
Yeah, like, poor Kingdu had no fucking clue. And he was a consort, which means he wasn't even, like he just was like just a servant. Literally. Yeah. Like, he was not even important.
Like, they probably called him up to the stage and they're like, hey, we made you a cake as like a thank you. And he's like, oh my God, I'm finally getting recognition. And then it's like, yeah, you want to eat that piece of cake while you fall into this volcano? Okay, thanks.
It's like Matilda. It's like that scene where she like makes that kid eat that whole cake, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except he thought it was a reward. And he's like, oh yeah, cool.
Yeah. So they killed Kingdu. And they mixed his blood and the clay, and they made man. And they started with just 10. and they put them on the earth and they saw how good they were doing. Like I said, they did any task. It didn't matter what they were asked. They didn't give back. They didn't give lip. They didn't argue. Mm-hmm. They just did it.
It sounds like a hyperfixation moment that I'm learning very much about where you're given a repetitive task and you can do it over and over if you don't have to think about it.
Yeah, exactly. And you just keep, what's happening?
Oh, sorry. My neighbor's dogs are speaking.
It's late.
I know. Oh, I think one of our neighbors leaves their dogs out 24/7. So. Continue.
That's a big bothersome. Anyway, so they first made 10, then they liked it, so they just kept making more, and they made more. And literally the video that I watched, one of the quotes was like, they just saw that they just did the task. It didn't matter. Mm-hmm. They just did it. They were obedient. And that's how humans were created, according to the Sumerians.
I'm very disappointed that I'm not part of the smart non-clay beings. But yeah, what they're describing is very on the nose.
Yeah, I want to just be the lump of clay with no brain. That, why can't that be me? One of the stories I heard amongst my multiple mythology dives, Enki and one of the other goddesses, they were so excited, they were celebrating that they made all these creatures, that they had this huge party and they got too drunk and they wanted to have this contest because she was in charge of assigning the humans a job and he was in charge of designing them and creating them. Mm-hmm. And so he said, like, you design these creations and I'll make them a job. Like, and when you can't come up with like a good looking creation and I can't come up with a job, then like you lose the bet, whatever. I don't know. So she created, she was so drunk that she created these like monsters and these like horrific creatures that she thought were funny, but she was just so drunk. And I don't know. And she ended up losing the bet. And I was among many of the myths that I heard. And I can't remember what her punishment was. I think her punishment was that she lost her goddess status and was booted to earth.
That's a high gamble to do.
When they were just drunk.
You're like sitting on a cloud, living the good life, not being thrown into a volcano. And then you're like, I could do your job better than you.
Yeah, fuck you,
Enki. And the man's like, okay. And then you don't do a better job. And then you're forced to live with the things that you created.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that was a fun one.
That's why I'm not a gambler, because I would have been like, I'm good, thank you. I'm just gonna go get drunk over in the corner here.
Hard pass, thanks though.
I like my cloud.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm just gonna go sit over here, don't talk to me. yeah, so that was fun. So then I just learned about some of the other gods that they worshipped. So like I said, we have An or Anu, who is the father of gods. He is the son of Anshar and Kishar, who are heaven and earth. His sister is Tiamat, who is the goddess of chaos. Who I learned in another story, her and Enki got into a really big fight. And that is actually how Enlil became the lord of the universe, because Enki needed his help. And Enlil was like, well, I'll help you, but like once we win,
I want this title.
Yeah. And Enki was like desperate, so he did it.
But then Enki just knew he could bully his brother. So like, cool, take the title, but like, I'm still going to fuck with you.
Exactly.
And get what I want. Okay.
Exactly. Okay. Enki sounds really nice. Enki, like, Enlil sounds like a dick. Enlil sounds like a typical man. I don't know. He sounds like Zeus. He's the god. Go ahead.
I was going to say, and then Enki's just like, yeah, that's my like roid raging older brother, but yes, like, don't worry. I know how to manipulate him. So we'll get what we want eventually. I just have to work on it. Like that's the vibe he gives me.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly the vibe that Enki gives me as well.
Okay.
No, I really like Enki. He's the god of magic. So I really like Enki, as I've learned about him. But Enlil, so he's the god of the atmosphere and air. And so his name meant Lord of the Wind. And it was said that both the hurricanes and the gentle winds were breaths from his mouth. Gross.
Hope he brushed his teeth.
No shit. Hopefully he understood the importance of dental hygiene. Enki translates to the Lord of the Earth. He was the god of water. He created the mountains and the rivers. He created cattle and fish. Wow. There is a text from the Sumerians that's called Enki and the World Order. And it is describing how Enki created the earth. Mm-hmm. It was incredibly graphic. I read the whole thing. I'm only going to read you a small tidbit of the graphicness. So Enki, this is a quote, lifted his penis, ejaculated, and filled the Tigris with flowing water.
He Tigris? Was, like the animal?
No, it's a river. It's a river in Iraq.
He fucked a river?
No, the river is his semen. He ejaculated, and the semen is the water.
I like that you did the hand motion. Like, I'm not going to understand the word.
I can't say ejaculated without ejaculating. The motion. So the water.
I'm sorry, continue.
So the water is his cum.
Got it.
That wasn't the quote. This is the quote.
That wasn't the quote. Yeah, it's written a little more eloquently.
He was like a wild cow mooing for its young in the wild grass of a scorpion-infested cow pen.
What does that even mean?
I mean, this is all like roughly translated from literally a gajillion fucking years ago, but like, okay, so he's in the cow pen. He's mooing, he's bucking, he's being crazy.
The scorpions are freaking out.
It says that the river did something. It said it was unreadable, but it went to his side like a rampant bull. And then it said, by lifting his penis, he brought a bridal gift. The tigress rejoiced in its heart like a great wild bull. And then there was some more unreadable text. And then it said, it brought the water, flowing water indeed. Gross. It just seemed disgusting. I felt like I was reading porn. Felt like I was reading nature porn.
See, and I'm just like, I'm clay because I don't understand what the fuck they're talking about. What? A cow with scorpions? Like,
yeah, calling
for their young? Like, who ejaculates? Here's my hand motion. And calls for their young at the same time. That sounds like you should be on a list somewhere and like 500 feet away from a school.
Well, no, it says he's mooing like a cow. So I'm picturing he's jacking off and like is having a lovely time. Yeah. Huh. And is just, moaning. Yes, exactly. And his semen is literally like
the river.
Yeah. And like the fish and just gross stuff like that.
I mean, water, salty, fish. I mean, I get the correlation.
It just felt really graphic. I didn't understand the necessity. Why did we have to? I mean, I had to like I searched the word penis, and it came up like multiple times. Like, why they kept talking about his penis?
They just love dicks.
Wow, they did love dicks. So that's Enki. He sounds kind of like a creep. Ejaculated everywhere, but I do like him. I think he's my favorite of the Anunnakis. So
I mean, if you just forget how that part was
disgusting.
Yeah, it's kind of like Greek mythology, right? You just don't remember all the like rape and force and sadness. and they're good stories.
And there's some lesson underneath it all. Is that right? Yeah.
Be scared of men. Yep. Mm-hmm. That's the lesson.
Yes, literally. All men. All men. That's the lesson. And on that note, we will spook you next week. Bye.